This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
It's not always fear-mongering. Sometimes it's the real deal. For example, the 2003 SARS epidemic, which killed hundreds of travelers so fast, it all but shut down the Asian airline industry as public worry turned into debilitating fear almost overnight. In a global world connected by air travel, authorities constantly face the difficulty of knowing the difference between a lethal threat and the sniffles. 15 years ago, there was an outbreak that dramatized just how hard it is to identify disease, much less contain it.
Hiya.
Is this Dr. Liang?
Yeah, this is. This is the elusive Dr. Liang.
With that in mind, let me tell you about a man who came to New York with a very deadly disease, although he didn't know it at the time. This is the story of Dr. Ho Nam Leung.
I was impressed that you found me. I thought you had been buried in history forever.
Dr. Leung is an infectious disease specialist based in Singapore. It started in the spring of 2003 when he saw a new patient.
I was consulted on this unusual pneumonia in a girl who has just returned from travel.
She'd been shopping in Hong Kong. He would check on her often in the hospital, but she wasn't improving.
We were very limited in our testing abilities then, and we couldn't figure out what she had.
It was still a mystery when a few days later, Dr. Leung boarded a flight with his family to attend a conference in Manhattan.
We landed early in the morning in New York, and we said we're going to keep awake, so we're going to try to beat the jet lag.
They take a shuttle to the hotel, get changed, wander through Chinatown, eat at a restaurant. Then the conference was scheduled to start.
So I went back to the hotel in the late afternoon. That's when I realized that something wasn't quite right. I had chills. I knew I was sick.
The next day, he went to the hospital. They didn't know what he had. This is one of several moments when Dr. Leung fell through the cracks. The hospital could have forbidden him from traveling, but they didn't. And he just wanted to go back to Singapore.
Why did you think it would be easier to go home?
I guess we are always terrified about the unnecessary costs of medicine in US.
Aha.
The bills can be quite exorbitant.
So they cut their trip short and get back on a plane. They're halfway across the Atlantic when airline staff come looking for Dr. Leung.
They quickly identified me and say they've received instructions from the Ministry of Health in Singapore to quarantine us at the rear of the plane.
The crew doesn't know why exactly, but they've been told to quarantine Dr. Leung and his family.
They moved everyone from the rear of the plane forward, leaving only 3 to 4 rows of seats at the rear.
Then, at the first stopover in Frankfurt,
they took everyone off the plane, first the passengers, followed by the staff, and they came to get me.
The Centers for Disease Control today issued a health warning for Americans following a worldwide outbreak of a mysterious form of pneumonia.
News broke. A new virus was discovered in Hong Kong, and they are naming it SARS.
Severe acute respiratory syndrome.
Then I started realizing that we might be at the brink of a new epidemic.
Today, a surgeon is under quarantine in a German hospital. The doctor had treated a person with the disease in Singapore this week, then flew to New York for a medical conference.
Dr. Leung was Singapore's patient number 3. He'd caught the virus from that young woman, the one who had just returned from Hong Kong. He became very ill, and he thought he might die.
German health officials said today the condition of a Singapore doctor believed to have been infected with the mysterious pneumonia-like illness has worsened.
In 2003, over 8,000 people worldwide contracted SARS, and it killed nearly 1 in 10 of those infected. In traveling to that conference, Dr. Liang could have caused an outbreak in New York City.
Who should have stopped you? Should it have been the airline? Should it have been the authorities in Singapore? Should it have been the authorities in New York?
I think everyone has a role to play.
His hospital in Singapore should have been more cautious. He should have been flagged by the doctors in New York. And he should have known not to fly. After all, he is a specialist in infectious disease.
Now, looking back at what you did, do you feel badly? Like, should you have stopped yourself?
I feel stupid. I honestly feel stupid. I say I shouldn't have boarded the plane.
He was not alone. SARS spread, in many cases by air travel, to over 25 countries. Flash forward to September 5th of this year, when a pilot on a 14-hour flight from Dubai to New York called officials at JFK Airport to say there seemed to be a lot of sick people on this plane.
Dubai landed at JFK Wednesday morning to a cluster of flashing lights, paramedics, and law enforcement waiting for them on the tarmac.
Dozens of emergency vehicles met the plane away from the terminal. The Centers for Disease Control wouldn't let anyone off.
At first, people were really calm and patient. And then after, 20 minutes of no information, no water, the bathrooms were unusable by the end, people got really frustrated.
Passengers told Fox 5 News it was the flight from hell. There was coughing, sneezing, everyone had their temperature taken. After 2.5 hours on the tarmac, they were finally released.
Where they met their families and a mob of TV cameras.
Good afternoon.
5 hours later, the Department of Health held a press conference.
This was a flight that had 521 passengers. 106 of them presented with symptoms ranging from cough, fever, vomiting.
But over the course of the day, that number went down a lot. Just 11 people went to the hospital. Some had a minor flu. Others just had a common cold. Mostly people thought they were sick. So what happened here?
It doesn't make sense. Sometimes the symptoms themselves become contagious. We see this a lot, like in high school, one person vomits and then the rest of them start vomiting.
Dr. Amish Adelja is at the Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security. Basically, people got scared and freaked out.
Fear is contagious, so I guess that's what ends up happening, which is a tagline from Contagion, I think, right?
It's actually nothing spreads like fear. The question is, did this fear cause the public health officials and the airline to overreact?
And I do believe that what that pilot did on the Emirates flight was right.
As inconvenient as this flight from hell was for the passengers, it's thanks to SARS that there are systems in place. Sick passengers, alert pilot, the CDC awaiting the plane on the tarmac. Now, if only containing the fear was so easy.
Coming up, when life or death may hinge on who do you trust?
This is On the Media.